Well, Dean, that was a very important 3 points for you today. However they came about, as long as they stayed here, that was the main thing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, a lot was made of Southampton, Norwich, Watford, you know, on the spin. But it was an important one because of our performances in the last few games. We've managed to get the 3 points. You know, we were thankful to a goal line clearance from Douglas and some good saves from Tom Heaton as well. You know, but sometimes that's what you need to get 3 points. And we kept the ball out the back of our net, which was which is one of the big things to do in winning games.
Combination of reasons led to you making 4 changes today. How well do you think it all sort of settled down, moving Grealish into the middle as well?
Certainly for Jack, not a problem. I mean, I thought he went in and performed really well, as I expected him. I wanted him to be a little bit closer to Wesley. You know, I think you take some of the legs out of the team by losing John McGinn, and some of the creativity as well. And I thought if we played Jack central, he could go and create a few things, and he certainly did with the goal.
And the subs worked for you as well. Throw Connor on and he pops one in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's tough at the moment making decisions. I mean, because we've got good players in the team. As a team, I don't think they're all playing to the best form of their lives at the moment, but it's a brand new experience, the Premier League, to a lot of them players. And you know, it was tough to leave Connor out and play Naka and Douglas as a two. You know, but I didn't think Naka was having his best game again, so you know, I changed that and put Connor on, and you know, he showed me why he should be playing. And you know, that's all I can ask of the players. You know, I always talk to them about being good teammates and being a good team player, and it's a squad game. And you know, he was the one who came off the bench today but showed me why he should be playing.
And some big moments in the game: Tom Heaton saves, Douglas clearance off the line, but Courtney Hawes did very well for you today.
I thought he was excellent. I mean, there was 4 big headers he won towards the last 10 minutes of the game, and sometimes that's what you need. It gives everybody else a lift to feel like there's a wall there that's very hard for the opposition to pass. And I thought him and Ezri Konsa, and you know, it's easy to forget, you know, Courtney made his debut at Sheffield United a couple of weeks ago in the Premier League. Ezri's not yet got to 10 games in the Premier League, so they're 2 young lads, and you know, they've got an exciting future ahead of them, but they need to keep working hard, and I thought they showed really good displays today.
And you've got to go and do it all again now, because it's more or less the same situation. Watford away is another huge game for you.
Yeah, they're all huge games, whether it's Norwich, Watford, Manchester City, Liverpool. You know, they're all tough games, and everything you get in this league you earn. You have to work very hard for it, and you know, we found certainly on the road this season that you know, you don't always get what you deserve, and Norwich may feel the same today, but we've got to make sure that Villa Park is a fortress, and the supporters, you can see them willing the players to do well. People like Wesley, they're willing him to get a goal, and they stay with us, and you know, that's all I can ask for.
Just finally on Wesley, how much difference would a goal make to him?
I think it's the probably the icing on the top of the cake at the moment. I thought his work rate today and his physicality was really good. You know, and you can see the players urging him, the supporters urging him on to keep working as hard as he can. And I thought he made it difficult for them at times, but, you know, he's just not getting the goals at the moment. But thankfully, you know, other people are cropping up.